This is the Riot Podcast, and
welcome
it's back.
Welcome back.
Couple days off, and now we're back. And
which was very ironic. I didn't tell you, but a lot of the... We do Worst of Riot when Obi's gone, yep. You know, on Radio U.
Or when Nikki's gone.
Well, for last week. But yep. So much of the Worst of Riot was about you talking about not going on vacation because of airfare and all that stuff.
Oh, right. And then so, I was gone.
And then while you were gone, it was like, wait, but he did leave. So
I did leave, but if it makes you feel any better... I didn't fly anywhere.
No airfare was included at all.
There was no airfare. It was part staycation, part go away Asian. So I spent one night away. Just, do you guys feel better now? Everybody? Okay, good. Good. So hey, in the podcast today, you're going to get Powerball, the new Xbox. And, you know, E3 is happening, but I'm not going to burden you with tons of that in the podcast. So
just be listening in case you're wondering, what will the new Xbox cost?
Yeah, the price.
Xbox One X.
It's the, yep, that's it. The Xbox One X. At the end of the day, I don't care how fancy your thing is. All I want to know is what it costs. Because depending on what it costs, I'm in or out.
Let's say it goes along with the word fancy.
And we'll just go from
there.
And
you'll have to keep listening to find out.
Yeah. Let's see. Pizza, computers, getting lost, malware, and Nikki and Britney Spears.
Mm. What does all this have to do with connecting all of us?
You'll find out. It's all going to come together in a really wonderful way.
Don't forget to join us at Radio U Riot on our Facebook page, too, if you want to message us. I heard from a few listeners yesterday there's some new Riot Food Fight items coming in the mail soon.
Yeah. So, oh, really?
Anytime you have anything you want to let us know about, please feel free to contact us there.
Well, I do love a good food fight item. So you guys have a great day. Enjoy the podcast. Bye-bye.
Imagine a world where the Riot never talks and it's glorious Radio U music for hours on end. Now, imagine the opposite of that. You're already there. It's the Worst of the Riot on Radio U.
So over the weekend, the Powerball lottery in California, I guess it was one of the largest, if not the largest lottery prizes that was ever offered anywhere in the United States, maybe even the world, was $447 million.
Man, can you imagine that payout?
Well, you know, it's funny you'd say that because there is a payout. There's only one person that bought the ticket.
Yeah. So it's all them?
And we don't know who it is yet. They haven't come forward yet. But
sometimes they wait till the very end to like get their things in order.
Yeah,
before people realize they've won this mega thing.
I don't know what the rules are in California. In some states, they make your name public. Mm-hmm. And then in other states, they have allowed people to remain
privacy.
Anonymous.
Well, you don't want people to know.
No, you don't want people to know. So let's say you had a $435 million win, which was actually $447, but I've got the numbers for $435.
Sure, yeah. Let's go with that.
Okay, so MSN Money, they did some math, and here's what they found. If you took the lump sum,
the big payout,
$273 million.
That'd be enough. That would be plenty.
That'll do.
That will take care of things for the rest of life.
Now let's go ahead and start cutting into that because you realize you're gonna have to pay taxes on
sure
that.
Yes,
all right, your immediate tax bill is the federal government would get $68.28 million.
It's not huge. That's amazing.
So let's just call it 70. Your $270 million, the federal government gets $70 million.
Do they have
that.
Any other takeout of that, or is that just the initial, like, that's the main thing?
That's just the initial swipe. Then the state government will take roughly $24 million out of that. So your $273 million, the government has just taken $94 million of it. Think about how crazy that is. Now, keep in mind, the government's the one throwing the lottery.
They're the one throwing the party. It's like if they charged you.
Yeah. It's like going to your birthday party and your mom is just like,
taxing you on all the presents.
I gave you $100 for your birthday, but you only get to keep $30 because I had to, you know, take some money out for various fees, including the cake and the pizza and... You know, things like that and such. But, and this is where I don't know the amount, but there's also, once you've paid all of that, then you have to pay income tax on
yeah.
it. And like all of these other things.
That starts a whole other ball rolling.
I understand that in your mind, you're like, whoa, you're still getting like $150 million. Yes, it's true. But think about the amount of money you've just lost. They've taken more than half of your money away.
And you haven't even started spending.
You're just getting started. Now, granted, it would probably take, I would say, a week, maybe two, to get through the whole $150 million, spending. But I will encourage you, you got to start shopping at different stores. Like, you don't go to Walmart anymore.
Well, remember, I mean, you've got other things. You're probably going to pay your debts off first, and you've got to have a lawyer at this point. Maybe one or two.
Do you think you do? Yeah, you got
to
have somebody.
Handle all of it. I bet there's lottery lawyers, like, they chase after and...
Yeah, and don't, like, if you win money like this, don't call, like, if the lawyer has a billboard, don't call them.
Don't call them.
You
that's
don't want
not
that
right.
One.
That's you, like if you need bail. Like, that's not it.
Don't call the billboard guys. They're probably not even in the yellow pages.
You're going to need a firm.
Yeah.
A lawyer firm.
A whole group of people.
And many people there all in order to help you and your many dollars.
But be careful they don't overbill you. Like, look closely at that bill.
The riot.
Pushing people's buttons to get a reaction can actually be very good for society.
Radio U.
I may have picked the wrong days to take time off because if I had been a little more calculating, E3 is this week, the Electronics Entertainment Expo, and that is when all the companies get together and show off all the video games is for the year.
Now, there's normally an electronics show January? But this is more of the
video.
This is just video games.
Yeah. So, like, what do they do? CES is in January, and that's like TVs and microwaves and all that kind of stuff. This is just video games. But I did do something this weekend that I've never done before, and that is they now stream all the press conferences.
Yeah.
So you can just watch them
video
if you want.
Or?
Yes. And I watched EA's press conference on Saturday. I watched Microsoft's press conference yesterday. And I've never done that because I'm always like, man, that's just a bunch of nerds watching press conferences. I totally did it.
Well, welcome to the group there.
I totally did it. I watched the EA one. Battlefront 2 looks amazing. The Microsoft one last night was almost 2 hours of just trailers. I mean, it was crazy how many games they unveiled. And I think the one that looked the most interesting to me was the new Assassin's Creed. That looked really cool, which I'm not even really a fan of that, but it takes place in ancient Egypt, and I'm fascinated by the idea of a game set in ancient Egypt. That is a weird time to set a video game.
Yeah, not normally gameplay.
Yeah, like that's a weird one, so I'm kind of fascinated by that. They unveiled the new BioWare game, which looks just like Destiny. Sorry. But that's just what it looks like.
That might be what they were going for.
And the other big one, like the big, big announcement yesterday is, of course, this year, Microsoft is putting out a new Xbox. And their big thing is that, hey, this Xbox is going to natively show you 4K video games, 60 frames per second. It's kind of a big deal. And all the big talk was, how much is this brand new fancy Xbox going to cost? So yesterday, during their press conference, they unveiled the Xbox One X.
Hey, that's the name?
That's the name of the new one. It's been called Scorpio for a long time, but it's the Xbox One X.
Xbox One X or Xbox X?
Xbox One X. So right now, you've got the Xbox One, which was what they launched with, the Xbox One S, which is the little white one that plays the 4K movies and stuff. And now you've got the Xbox One X. And that is going to be out November 7th. And it will retail for $499.
Oh, it's $500. Look at there.
It's too much.
I mean, your body starts shutting down, doesn't it? You're like, I can't possibly.
I had thought about getting one because I was like, you know what? I've got this much money set aside. I even on this very show said I was starting to set that money aside. And I even added some money to it over the weekend.
That's a lot of money to set aside.
When they said $500, I was like, well, no.
Maybe you can keep setting money aside for the first time they put it on sale.
That's a possibility. But you know what? I looked through all of their stuff. And Nikki, all the stuff that's coming just to Xbox, all of that stuff is coming to the PC.
Sure, and you prefer to play there
and
sometimes.
I don't know if you know, but I have one.
Yeah, you have a lot of money sunk into your PC.
So, you know what I could do? I mean, just between you and me, we're just friends talking.
Just acting it out.
I could just not get an Xbox.
Yeah.
And I could just play those games on my PC.
Now, I'm going to say, is what you're saying now.
I know.
But when the Xbox One X pre-orders start, or as you get closer to it, sometimes in past consoles' histories, you've just made a way.
So are you saying that this would be like your IKEA trip? All of a sudden, you just end up,
you
and
just
there
get
you
in the
are.
Car and you go.
You're just there.
You just jump
How
there.
How did
you're
it
like,
happen?
And then you wake up, you're like, I didn't know what happened. And before you know it, you've placed an order and you've turned in everything else you've owned. And you have an Xbox One X. One will judge you if you do that.
Okay. Because like everything you just said sounds familiar, as if maybe I've done that before.
Yes. And sometimes I don't even know about it. It's just the next day you come back.
It just happens.
And we're fine with that.
Okay.
But I want you to keep your heart open. If you feel like you have to, there's no judgment.
Nobody's going to judge me.
No,
okay.
Everybody's fine.
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things the Riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
Detroit. Last weekend. The cops showed up and done shot at you. Well, here's the problem. You were shooting a music video. We're not really sure if it was like a music video, a YouTube video. It was a video.
Something of some sorts.
But you showed up in, and this is kind of amazing, an Aston Martin and a Jeep with no doors.
Could, again, be a music video or a YouTube video, some sort of short film.
Yeah, and the police were called, and you ran out of that place holding what appeared to be a gun. Cops shot at this guy 3 times.
Well, of course they would. Why are you running if it's...
Well, here's what
it's just a video.
Here's what I love. What do you call it? The press release from the cops. Here's what it says. An officer fired 3 shots, but none took effect. AKA he missed. He shot at the guy 3 times and missed. And they're that is police.
That's the press release.
Like police speak for missing is the shots did not take effect. I would like to use that in my day-to-day life. Like, I studied for the test, but the studying did not take effect.
But maybe he didn't want to strike him.
You think so?
Maybe.
I went to bed to get extra sleep, but the bed did not take effect. Like, yes, I came to work early and was very hard at work on the project, but my work did not take effect.
So that's another way of saying it.
I'm just telling you, you should tuck that away and use it for something. It's up to you what you want to use it for, but you should definitely use it for something.
Did they catch the person? Do they know who it was? Or?
Well, it's not a matter of catching them. They were like, whoa, dude!
Just scared him.
Why are you shooting at us? And so, of course, the police couldn't possibly have made a mistake, so they arrested everybody, and this video shoot, they didn't have a permit for it.
Well, yeah, if you're going to film somewhere, even if you're like, well, no one's in Detroit, it's not going to matter, perhaps you should still have gone the proper route.
Well, you know, like this strikes home with me, because I've had the police called on us for video shoots.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the one time near Detroit where you got a ticket for parking in Greektown.
That's exactly right, Greektown.
Because you went to go get baklava.
I did.
I don't think it's the same, but...
It feels the same. It does.
There was a tree covering the no parking sign.
There was a tree covering the no parking sign, and I showed the officer, and guess who didn't care?
Guess who didn't care in this situation?
The sign didn't take effect. And so, even though he may not have been able to shoot me, his parking ticket definitely took effect.
This is what happens, all right? If you're going out and doing something, you're either going to get a nice person or you're going to get someone with the biggest chip on their shoulder. And they all have the same rules and stuff, but it's how they act on it with you and the situation. Like one time, you know, had something quick to film and the guy was like, yeah, just keep going for a second and then you're done and then move out. You can have someone come at the same exact time and be the biggest jerk.
Oh, yeah.
And that happens, too.
And shoot at you.
Well, that's its own other category.
So the question is, are the Detroit police more embarrassed that they shot 3 times and missed? Or are they more embarrassed, you know, like that they shot at all?
I don't know. If I was in the department, I'd say, well, we need to take this Aston Martin and a few other things with us, don't we now?
You know what? Bob's going to drive that back for us.
Yeah, well, you get another ride somewhere else.
Don't worry about
it. So I would not be embarrassed if that was the end of it.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. We're going to have to confiscate, actually. And you know what? We'll go ahead and take the Jeep, too.
How about we just empty our pockets? It starts to look like a robbery. Let's see what you guys got.
Don't want to talk to the Riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
If you've ever watched Top Gear or The Grand Tour, you have thrilled to the excitement of watching a bunch of seemingly somewhat moronic gentlemen driving cars in ridiculous ways.
My favorite one has always been, though, Richard Hammond.
Yeah, he's my favorite, too.
The one they probably make fun of the most,
yeah.
Followed by James May.
Yeah. I like Richard Hammond. I love the fact that he loves American muscle cars, mm-hmm. and the crap that they give him for it is hysterical.
He seems like a very nice, genuine guy who does a very good job presenting. This is ironic because, was it on Thursday or Friday? I actually pulled up, I decided, I was like, oh, I have a few minutes, I want to watch something. And I went back to an old Top Gear episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I looked up at the news and I saw what happened over the weekend, I thought, no, not Richard Hammond again.
Richard Hammond. He got in an accident last week.
Over the weekend? No, it was a couple days.
Okay, he wrecked a 2 million pound electric supercar. So that's what, roughly
and it's
almost
not,
3 million US?
If you see a picture of it, it's not like, well, we can probably put it back together. It's not wrecked. It's completely burned to the ground.
It flipped over and caught on fire.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And he got out, I think, a knee that
fractured
knee. Needs fixed, but I'm surprised he's alive.
I am too. So he was conscious and talking after he freed himself from the vehicle. And he says that he's getting a Swiss Army knee right now. So James May visited him in the hospital and gave him a gift, which was a book called The Idiot Brain. He said it was for him because he is an idiot.
This was for filming for the Grand Tour for the next set of it, which will be airing in October.
Oh, okay.
So that comes on October. But for the Grand Tour.
When did the last one come out?
October. November. No. Oh,
wasn't it Black Friday? Wasn't that the thing? Like, I'm going to.
It was the week before Gilmore Girls. I think it was a week or two before that.
Okay.
But I believe they said it should be in October that it comes out.
I'm busy watching Stranger Things this October, it's fine.
They were completing a filming at Hemberg Hill Climb in Switzerland, and that's what happened.
Dude, when you see photos of the wreck, Nikki's right. That guy seems like he should be dead.
And you're like, what's the big deal about it? He was in a car crash. You don't understand. No. You need to Google Richard Hammond Top Gear car crash. He had another one in 2006 that he almost did not live.
Yeah.
That was a really big crash.
That was one where if you watch the ones after that, he was still recovering. Crazy.
And they said he dropped a bike or something a week or two ago and got hurt with that.
Oh, see, it makes me want to do what they do a little bit less now.
Well, yeah, not to that degree. Not Richard Hammond, okay?
I don't want to get hurt.
not if it's this serious. They're older, okay?
Yeah.
They just need to maybe take it a little easier.
Well, look, I got to be honest with you, Nikki. I'm not as old as they are, but I still don't want to climb out of a burning wreck.
True.
I just drive the car cool, and the thing I will say, too, is when you watch the footage of the wreck starting, it's not that impressive. In your mind, you think oh, he must have been driving off a mountain or something. No, he just slightly lost control in what looks to be a pretty tame curve.
Then something happened when it flipped over and stuff. Then it caught on fire.
Crazy, dude.
I was very, when I first read the article, I was no! Because, of course, they make the most sensationalized title for it. I thought, what happened? And then you realize, thankfully, he's fine.
I had the
fine as can be.
Exact same reaction. Exact same reaction.
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or music.
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's The Riot on Radio U.
Nikki, obviously, I wish that you were with me all the time, no matter what. Besties till the end. But I especially wished that you were with me Thursday night. I went away on this retreat, and Thursday night, I was in this area where I had run into a friend of mine, and we were like, let's go eat. So we went to this pizza place, and
yeah.
He and I were just talking about you the whole time.
Wow.
He's just like, what is it really like?
How
is she doing?
Too.
How's her hair look these days? All the questions.
Sure.
And so I was filling him in on all the details, showing him photos. We were watching Facebook videos and just having a great Nikki-centric time.
Sure.
And we're in the middle of all of that. And I'm sitting there. I've got my pizza. He's got his pizza. And this lady walks by our table and she goes, that pizza looks good.
Oh, one of those ladies.
Can I have a piece of your pizza?
As a joke, right?
No.
Really?
He was serious.
Oh, people have joked that before.
Yeah.
Like as a conversation starter.
Entire piece of your pizza. And I was like, sure, here. So she just took a piece of pizza and stood there and ate it for a while and then walked off.
Was she?
Nope, she wasn't.
A customer?
Yes, she was.
She was at another table?
She also ordered a pizza. She was from another table.
Did she seem like she had other things with the pizza?
No. She seemed sober.
Were you in a small town and like maybe this is something you do?
I mean, it wasn't the city.
Well, that's why. You're country folk.
Yeah, she was country
pizza.
Folk. Her sister, friend, whatever came over and was like, I'm so sorry. She's just like that.
And some people don't have the same boundaries that other people do.
I know. And I would like to, I just submit the idea that those people that have less boundaries come and find me. Don't they?
Yes, because we got boundaries.
Don't they? They come and find me.
They do. It seems like you have a beacon of like,
I do.
Come push his button. See what he'll do.
I'm crazy is attracted to me. That's it. And I don't mean like attracted like,
no,
ooh.
Like it just, no, it's, I a, mean, it just comes there and there it is.
I could go into a room and whoever the crazy people are, I will find them. I could sit in a corner quietly.
It must be exhausting because no matter what you do, something happens. Whereas like if I just went to the pizza place, I would
you
have
just got your pizza and
my
left.
Pizza. Maybe I'd get a coupon. Like they'd be like, here, have like, half off.
Hey, here's Nikki. Frank. You know what? You just take the pizza.
You,
we're just glad you're
hand,
here.
You can people taking your pizza.
Yeah, this lady wanted my pizza.
How weird.
It was weird, and at the same time, it was just one of those things where my thought was like, man, this lady, she's bold enough to ask for pizza. Sure, take a piece.
Well, maybe it's our bad, like with our culture and our style and our jadedness, and maybe in other parts of the world, it'd be like, sure, of course, we all sit at the same table, and why are we separated by other booths and stuff? And
so you're saying,
why? What's your pizza and my pizza? We all put it into the same pot and we all eat.
It's just the pizza.
Yeah.
In fact, why don't you guys come over and sit with us and listen to our private conversation?
How else will we make friends?
I don't want to be friends with them.
See, in other places, maybe they do. Because then they're like, well, I needed help milking the cows. And then remember that lady we met with the pizza? Like, that's how
I gave
that's
you a sli-
how smaller towns make it.
I gave you a slice of my pizza. Could you come over and help me raise this barn?
I'm going to borrow the tractor.
Do you mind?
Or the buggy.
Do you mind if I, sure.
So you were just in a different place.
I guess. I feel like
whereas
I live
here,
in a
you're
different
like,
place.
Are you looking at me? Because I don't think you should be looking at me. And that's our style in the place we're at.
Now, if I could spin that into being some kind of financially viable whatever, but it's not. It's just the weird peculiarity of my life where I'm like, hey, I'm out. And people are like, yeah, can I eat your pizza? Like, no, it's my pizza. But then again,
just have that face.
I was just like, yeah. Sure, go ahead.
So that's your fault because you didn't teach her a lesson.
I should have said no.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Get out of here!
You don't have to be mean or rude.
I'm going to get the manager.
You could just say, no, I have no room for you here.
Like
the pizza place.
She came back by again and said something else. And I just looked at it and I was like, yeah, but you can't have any more of my pizza if that's what you're here for.
Oh, God.
And she just kind of laughed. And the thing was, is that she took it as a joke. But I was like, you know, it's a joke, but try me.
Well, sometimes you've eaten all your pizza and you thought, you know, what if I just had one more?
I wish I had one more piece.
Or they wanted to order your type of pizza that you got and just wanted to try it.
Wish the worst of the riot would never end.
Everything that has a beginning has an end.
What is wrong with you? Get our daily podcast through iTunes, Google Play, or the Radio U app.
Let's talk about your computer monitor. I mean, if you got a laptop, it's what,
13,
14, 15 inches. You know, if you're using an iPad, it's what, 9.8 inches or somewhere in that neighborhood. Your phone, 5 inches, maybe 6 or 7, just depending on, you know, how you prefer things. I like to go big. Like currently my computer monitor at home, it's a 32-inch screen. What is that? Like it does the 1440p. It's nice.
Do you have one or two?
I have one.
You have one.
I've really thought about getting another one.
Well.
It just seems like the responsible thing to do.
Maybe this was the moment and I was the voice for that.
Could have been.
Reminding you, you should.
And I just want you to know that my 32-inch seems like a big computer monitor. Like, wow, this is a nice size. But you know what? The reality of it is, it's nowhere near big enough. And the people at Samsung are making it possible for us to realize our true dreams. They have just unveiled a 49-inch computer monitor.
Yeah.
And it is really something.
Now, that means that's not going to be on sale.
You don't think
because normally you've just gone monitor to monitor and you'll get a new one based on like a really amazing deal.
Killer deal. I bought my current 32-inch monitor for $310, I think. And you're like, well, who? No. Listen, it's
out of what back of the car? Of what car?
I bought it directly from HP. It's an Omen. And I love my monitor. It's great. But, you know, I could totally sell it out for a 49-inch Samsung monitor.
He'll do that any day.
Oh, yeah, Nikki, it's curved. It's got HDR.
My.
They call it QLED because it's got their quantum dot technology. I don't know what any of that means, but it looks awesome.
I'm sure it's nice.
It has a 1.7 billion color palette, 1 millisecond refresh rate, and a wraparound 1800R curvature.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Now, oh, hey, look at that. Is that right?
Did they give a price?
Does it do 144 hertz? You know, we don't have to get into that. But Nikki, what would you pay for something, a monitor like this?
How many inches is it?
49 inches.
49 inches. I'd say maybe that came in at $1,200.
$1,200? That's a good guess. Yeah, but it's a little bit more than that.
So I'm too low?
A little too low.
$1,900?
$1,499.
Okay,
only $1,500.
Well, I thought I would have paid more, so that seems like a bargain.
What a deal that you got. Like, what
it's
a deal.
Only $1,400.
You just went from $2,000 to $1,500. That's 25% off.
It's like I was bargaining with myself.
I know. Can you afford to pass up 25% off?
Apparently I can't because it's that good.
I mean, wow. Really? 49-inch monitor.
Why don't you wait until it's, and it might be a year or so, but you're going to have to wait for it to be.
See if I can find it on clearance.
Yeah, get it somewhere. Because what happens too is someone's going to get it like off just like right out the door
right
where they're
away.
Like, I can't pass up on it. And then they'll be unhappy with it for some reason. And then they'll return it. And then you swoop on in, you set it up properly, which is normally why they're not happy with it.
Yeah.
And then you've got the monitor for an amazing deal.
You know what, Nikki?
Got to be patient.
I'm 100% on everything you just said. Like, I'm with you. And I think it's great. And when I'm able to get it for $1,449,
woo!
What a deal.
I mean, right there.
What a deal, right?
Waiting in line on that.
Nikki and Obadiah. Obadiah and Nikki.
Love, hate love.
All right, everyone in, let's go.
It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Nikki, you still follow Britney Spears on Instagram?
No, I don't.
Oh, you quit?
I don't think I ever started. Now, sometimes have you ever had an accidental follow or an accidental like?
So, okay, if that's what you want to call it.
Maybe that's it, but
if that's what you want to call it.
No, I don't recall ever following her, though nothing's wrong with that if anybody
apparently
is.
Apparently you think there is.
No,
you,
I'm not.
Like, you feel there's
I'm
a
not.
Stigma to following Britney Spears
you
on Instagram.
You made it seem like there was a stigma by your bringing it up.
No, I believe I had a very neutral statement regarding it, and then you...
I felt a tone
you
and an attitude with it.
Started this whole thing like, no, I never did. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but I never would.
Well, let's just leave it at no. I've not followed her before.
Okay. Well, I read an article about how a group of Russian hackers have been using Britney Spears' Instagram to communicate.
Like in the comment section or with postings?
This... to me is amazing. So what they will do is you've got malware installed on your computer. You go visit Britney Spears on Instagram, or even the malware does. So maybe your computer does it and you don't even know it. That's probably how you ended up following her.
Maybe.
Nikki.
I mean, I also have a lot of malware.
Right. So, Nikki likes to download a lot of smileys and a lot of different things. She clicks on a lot of boxes.
A lot of links. I take a lot of those survey things of like, well, which character would I be in a Britney Spears music video?
Click here to win a $1,000 Amazon gift card. Things like that.
Sure.
Yeah. So after she had done some clicking, her computer or an alleged computer, what it will do, they're able to post certain things in Instagram feeds. So just like as a comment that your malware then knows to go look at certain celebrity Instagrams. And there are a series of words that look like nonsense, but they're actually codes.
Ooh.
Which then causes your malware to update itself.
And then keep going.
The other thing is it could be scraping your computer for what it considers to be good info. Then it gets instructions.
Fell for that. There's nothing on mine. No. It wants anything.
I don't have any passwords.
I know, that's right. Like, not that document. They're all there.
Yeah. So it will do that scrape, and then it goes to Instagram, finds this location where it then dumps your info. And they say that Britney Spears' Instagram is
one.
Well, it's one of the ones that they found where this was happening. So I'm sure there are others as well, but hers got singled out. But we didn't know about it because we don't follow her on Instagram.
And this whole time I was trying to remember a Britney Spears song to like put the title in.
Yeah.
To the conversation. I can't remember that.
So I
Could you think of one?
Yes. I have a couple.
Okay.
Well, I actually just one.
Just one.
But you know what? We don't need to use it.
Okay, well, we'll pass
because
on
because don't you feel like you've promoted her enough?
Yes. It was also like we promoted malware too.
Yeah.
Promoting people we don't follow.
It's fine.
No, it's perfectly fine.
The Riot has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do, ever.
So last week, I took a couple of days off. One of the things I did on those days off was I went walkabout. And I ended up, I was going to a retreat.
Not in Australia, though.
No. No, but
a retreat here.
Hey, just as scary.
Just as scary.
So on Thursday, I got in my car. I was all packed up to go on this thing. And on my way, I was like, you know what? I packed running clothes. And I thought, oh, I think I might go running. Now, we all know what that usually means, that you're not going. Like, if I packed my clothes, so I was going to, but then I just decided not to. No, I totally went. I found this state park on my way, and I just saw the sign, and I was like, I've never been there. Let's go there. So I got off the freeway, went to the state park, went in to see the ladies that work in the office, talked to them about their trails, got a map, and then I went out running, and I had mapped out what was going to be about a 2.3-mile trail run. And about 6 miles later, I finally made it back to my car.
Ooh. So was that like you took the wrong trail or do you think it was mismarked or?
Well, here's the thing. I got out there with my trail map and I started
trail mix.
My trail mix.
Because that's how we do trails.
And I was eating. And I ate so much, I lost track of where I was going.
And thank goodness for the trail mix, right?
I would have starved.
6 miles later.
So I got out there and I'm, you know, just running along and I'm at trailhead D.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I'm going to get up here and I'm going to find C. And there it was. I found C, no problem. And then from C, you're supposed to go straight ahead a little bit and then you go right. And then after, I think it was 1.4 miles or something, you would get to B. And I was like, man, no problem. I got this. I'm fine.
And then you go to A and you're back? Or
I don't remember, whatever. But I had the map at the time. So I get there to C and I'm running. And then, I don't know, 0.2 of a mile or so after I got to that point on the map, I just got to this crossroads where literally four trails overlapped in this one spot. And guess what? There isn't markings on any of them. None of them.
So then can't you use the location of the sun or your compass and figure out the direction based on the map?
I was in the woods and I had a map. But Nikki, here's the thing. There's the map.
You're supposed to look up and tell where it's at, like which way's north.
It didn't matter. I mean, even getting the map arranged correctly, none of the other trails
matched
were
with
on
it?
That map. No, they weren't on the map at all. So like the running trails are marked, but guess what else is out there? Horse trails, snowmobile trails, and bike trails. And none of them are marked. And they're all dirt trails. It's not like, well, the bike trail was obviously the paved one or, you know, whatever.
Then you've got that soft shredded sort of cushiony stuff for the running trail.
Yeah, like
you didn't
nothing.
Get any of that?
No. So I'm just like, okay, well, they were supposed to go right. So I'm going right. And after what was 25 to 30 minutes, I was wrong. Yeah,
aww.
In fact, I had been running for what I thought was about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I thought, okay, I'm going to set a timer on my phone. And when this timer's up, if I have not found C or B or whatever that guy was looking for on the map, I was like, I'm just turning around.
Yeah.
And so I ended up having to turn around and I ran back.
Did you start to feel panicky at any moment?
No, because I mean, it wasn't like I was like lost. So, I mean, I figured, like, you know, if I keep going, eventually I'm going to run into something.
But the problem is, if you pick, like, the horse trail, obviously it's a lot longer.
It's a lot longer.
Because they assume you're on a horse.
Well, there were, I mean, it was miles and miles and miles of trails. So, I mean, when you're headed out for, like, a 2-mile run.
There's a difference.
And it took me, the whole thing was about 1 hour and 10 minutes. So, I think I ran about 6 miles. I can't be sure, but I'll tell you this. I was very tired when it was over, and I may have got some trail mix. So next time you see if they like have a map, ask them if there are more than one map and ask them if they have one map that has all the maps.
All the maps in it. You need that.
Yeah. Got to look out for that one.
Send your complaints regarding that worst of the riot moment to fireobadiah@radiou.com.
You know, working in the public eye can be difficult, Nikki. It can be especially difficult when, you know, you do a little something that you're not proud of. And
you have a moment.
Yeah. There was a woman in Philadelphia, Colleen Campbell. Colleen was a reporter for the local news station.
Oh, the one lady.
Did you see it?
She threw that around while she was getting arrested.
She did. That doesn't help at all. So she went to a comedy club and...
Did you see what they kicked her out for?
For being unruly?
No, it was something like she was...
Oh, she was... Well, it said she was whispering during the entire show.
She was talking or, like, whispering too loudly, and it was upsetting other people around her.
Yeah.
And she said no, she was kicked out for no reason and got mad, and then would have been able to leave at that point without really any police getting involved. But maybe, just maybe, it seemed like she had had too many to drink.
Well, it's funny how you see the layers begin to get
the
peeled
onion.
Back.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it starts out that she's like, I didn't do anything.
If you've ever been around someone who's been intoxicated while they think they're being quiet.
Right.
They're not.
She starts out with that and they ask her to leave. They do end up having to call the police, and the police officer is just like, hey, like just
go.
Leave.
Just
like,
leave.
Just leave. Just stop. And so she starts screaming and all this stuff. So she says,
she's screaming at the cops.
At
mean
the cop.
Stuff.
Yes. And there's a guy with her. I don't know who the guy was, but he was just like, hey, I'm really sorry. Just he's trying to get her to like, hey, come on. But she says that she had a drink. One.
How big was it?
And then she said she was drugged. Someone had drugged her. Right. And then it turns out she's like, well, I did have a couple of shots. And then, so pretty soon she's had 5 or 6 drinks.
And is she still standing by someone drugged her, or has that gone away? Because one should not say that if that's not true.
I don't know if she thinks that or if she's still going with that. But her story has changed a little bit. And then she did lose her job. And when she woke up, she's like, I don't even know what's going on. What's the big deal? So she says she vaguely remembers.
Oh, come on.
There being a problem, but her entire memory is very fuzzy, which is why she's certain that she was
drugged.
Said. Yeah. Because otherwise she would remember it.
The hard part is she could be lying and you want to trust somebody, but I don't know.
It doesn't feel
but
real.
She said some nasty things to the police officers.
And someone was there and videoed the entire thing, uploaded it to the internet, tagged her in it.
She kept threatening because she is a reporter.
Yes. And so then the very next day she got fired, and the HR people at the TV station were like, yeah, we've got this video of you screaming at a cop and threatening them as a reporter. So yeah, you don't work here anymore.
And then you just wake up and it's like, is that her tactic of like, what do you mean? I don't remember anything.
Well, but and the other thing that's rough about that is like, now every time she goes for an interview to be a reporter, people are like, oh yeah, we've got a playlist of you back in the studio. It's like,
we are full. We don't need you here.
That's rough.
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast.
Oh no, I missed it. Do it again.
You can hear us live every day on the Radio U Network through the Radio U app or at riot.radiou.com.
I feel like this is about Beyonce's mom or something.